not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. Well, and a sunny, sunny, sunny good afternoon to everyone out there. Welcome to Adventures in Recovery here at the Voice of Vashon 101.9 FM here on Vashon Island, where we have our very own radio station, and I'm honored enough to have a show on here. Greetings from your host, Tom Walston, at Adventures in Recovery, where every week we talk about some what I find interesting topics and things that are useful to the residents here of the island. And on a day like this, man, we definitely know that springtime is in full swing. And I am lucky enough to have a honored guest with me today. And we're going to talk to, I almost said Deborah Van Valkenburg, but Molly Van Valkenburg. And let's go ahead and test out your mic, make sure we're...
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Good to be here, Tom.
That sounds
Thanks
great.
Thanks for inviting me.
You've got the perfect voice and the perfect face for radio. And the perfect hair for radio.
You mean they can't see the bikini worshiping gal out there?
Well, unfortunately, no, but fortunately, they can't see me in my thong with the sun out today.
Oh,
so we're not going to really go there much.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, the sun's out. Everybody just has a little extra energy, it seems like, when it's this sunny out.
Yeah.
I have the pleasure of working with Molly at Vashon Youth and Family Services. So if you have ever had the need to visit Vashon Youth and Family Services, which is right basically in the back parking lot of Vashon High School. We kind of share the lot. Then typically Molly would be the very first person you would see because she is our office manager. So this is a job that you can never really know enough. I think Molly would agree, because it's the job of an octopus. You've got to have your hands in everything, scheduling clients, knowing how to navigate clients. Molly, you can fill in the blank.
I mean, it's a resource hunt every single day. You know, I tell myself it's a cross between filling in support, equal portions of like support and connection for, you know, folks really hunting down some new beginnings. And, you know, I take a lot of calls. Do you have any idea where I would begin to blank, blank, blank?
Mm.
And I feel like a lot of my background is definitely prepped me for the role I'm in today, and the organization and team and diversity of what they provide keeps my interest for sure and inspired to, you know, function with them. We give so many different ways and usually end most days wishing we could give more. There's, you know, a lot of needs we fill for resources and really to shore folks up. I, you know, past work in prevention and recovery too, you know, my personal belief is that most families have, you know, mental health and or addiction threads through them. And a lot of our country has a lot of stigma and bias that comes along with it. Our supportive community, Vashon, where we have a wide open stance with whoever you are, we're here for you. And, you know, Vashon Youth and Family Services and what it offers to you know, people lost from crisis management when everything is, you know, a mystery. You know, how to navigate the next 20 minutes, much less their life challenges. They just come on in, and that's mostly what I'm honored to serve, is a capacity where someone in a really, really tough place might be met with, you know, the dignity to receive the help. Mm-hmm. And we don't offer help for everything, but we will help you find the help that we don't.
Exactly.
And the team does offer quite a bit, and the many arms of VYFS too, you know, from the early childhood development and family support and kids on campus, you know, needing the, you know, advocacy, and our social workers on campus. It's like they don't have to reach as far, you know, to say help, or I'm struggling here. And, you know, I'm honored to be part of that goal. And also, you know, with the years of, you know, serving organizations that provide specific types of support, what I really love about VYFS, where the desk that I show up at, is the people that I encounter are the ones that are actually there helping themselves. They know they need the help. They know where the help is. They know the consequences if they don't get the help. And then the people that I have the privilege of working with are the ones that actually show up for it. So I have a mutual respect. I know what it takes to get that to the point where I'm not going it alone another minute. I'm showing up for the help.
Yep.
And it's not perfect help. It's not encompassing every single problem people have. You know, but I've seen our counselors again and again bend over backwards, you know, to assist getting the help that they can't or we can't also offer. And we're not trying to be everything for everyone on the island. But some of the relationships too this year that have taken off with the hospital district and Vashon School District, and you know, even our, you know, county partners, you know, we're really blessed to have a leader like Jenny Johnson, whose relationships are so well maintained.
Oh, yeah. And it's like, Molly, thank you for mentioning how we navigate through people. You know, we all have a variety of issues. And most of us, well, my belief is that I think everybody on this planet should have to see a mental health counselor, at least for an assessment, and to run, have a safe place to just get it all out and kind of assess themselves and see maybe where they need a little bit of growth or assistance. So like Molly said, even though we cannot support everything for everybody, you can count on one thing for sure, and that is that your call to Vashon Youth and Family Services is going to be answered with respect. Yeah. It's going to be answered with dignity, and we should be able to direct you to other services if we can't provide them directly. I don't know how you keep track of all the different services that we provide. When I say we,
I can't.
Well, that's just it. It's like, how do you do it? It's like between Family Place, between there's kids stuff. There's, I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. If you need help getting state insurance, because we are a Medicaid agency, some services we can offer on a sliding scale, but we do have something for everybody. And I mean, I've always been impressed with Vashon with the number of social services that are available on the island. And I'm just not just talking about the food bank here, where you don't have to qualify. You just have to go up there on a Wednesday and see what they have to offer and pick and choose what you need. And then not to mention Granny's. I mean, Granny's not only is a good place to shop, it's a good place to unload some of your useful worn items, but also people might not be aware of the fact that Granny's donates thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to services available to all of us on the island.
They
support Vashon Youth and Family Services big time. So, and I was referring to we a little while ago, and that is because many of you know that I have the honor and the pleasure of actually working at Vashon Youth and Services for coming up on, 6 years already. For those of you that aren't aware of my background, I was a drug and alcohol counselor over in Tacoma for many, many years. And then I saw a opening on Vashon. I thought, that might be kind of different. I enjoy taking cruises.
Yeah, you do.
I could take a cruise in the form of a ferry ride to and from work every day. That really appealed to me. And then when I met the staff at Vashon Youth and Family Services and saw how passionate they are, because if you want to get rich, you don't accept a job in social services. Mm-hmm. It's not about the money. No. It's about the dedication and about being able to be there be a link for people that want to make positive changes in their lives. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, it doesn't take much to walk around town and recognize people that you've had the pleasure and the gift of being able to help. And you see them standing proud, and you see them stepping up to the plate and now helping other people.
Yeah.
Because one of the things I close my show with every week is, who did you help today? If every one of us can answer that question at the end of the day, who did you help today? Who did I help today? Then it's a fulfilled day.
Yeah.
Because isn't that our job? It's to be here for everybody else and be here for ourselves and others. So part of the services we offer at Vashon Youth and Family Services is how to best take care of yourself. We have no problem talking about going to the gym to get fit physically.
Yeah.
But we all have our mental needs and our emotional needs that oftentimes aren't met just because of Molly referring to it earlier, some of the stigma attached to reaching out. So, I could maybe use a little coaching in this area. You don't have to be, you don't have to qualify for Western State Hospital Mental Institute to seek a little bit of guidance or coaching.
Yeah. The lifestyle of, the recovery lifestyle is, there's multiple organizations addressing specific issues, but many of them are suggesting strongly, to focus on yourself. The full cup giveth. It's also true in a lot of 12-step fellowships that, get over yourself also helps me. And in that helping that Tom describes, therein I lose myself and feel like a purpose that, is assisting somebody else. But when the cup is empty, it doesn't help anyone to show up with the back of my hand and my forehead. Oh my God, this is hard. This is depleting, all the helping fatigue. Having an identity outside of being a resource for someone is super important. And, let someone label it selfish. If you come out the other side and you are twice the human, showing up to roll your sleeves up, it's time well spent. And, the things that, feed my heart, whether it's like the creative pursuits or the nature time, sitting on the couch with my therapist, playing with my animals, everyone's an artist out here, and, twirling yarn and beating things, and the group outside the window here earlier, they were all on the bubble wands, and those moments of joy and playfulness, carry me through those rougher places. And these times are grating right now for me and others. And just the, you know, keeping the inspiration coming with wherever that comes for you, you know.
Well, what I tend to think of sometimes is the safety briefing before you take off on an airplane. Before you take off, you know,
check my equipment.
Well, check my equipment. Yes, definitely check your equipment. But also, when the flight attendant comes on and says, "Please listen up. If we lose pressure on the aircraft, your oxygen mask will drop down, and make sure you put it on yourself first." There's been a lot of times when I've been under a lot of pressure, and I don't have to be on a plane to experience that. I'll feel really pressurized, and I'm losing a little bit of my serenity. And it's like, well, then what do I need to do to take care of myself first before I can be of service to somebody else? Maybe it's rest. Maybe it's a meal. Maybe it's remembering a really simple acronym of HALT. Stop what you're doing and look at H. Maybe I'm hungry. H for hunger. A for maybe I'm angry about something. L, maybe I'm lonely. Maybe I haven't gone out and associated with anybody. Maybe I'm isolating.
Gotta hug it out.
Yeah. And T, maybe I'm tired. Maybe I just need something as simple as a nap right now, just to revive my own energy. So HALT is a real good one for us to remember, and I've had to use it many times. But if I'm not good, I'm not any good or of any use to anybody else if I don't take care of myself first. So I just want everybody to kind of remember that.
Yeah, depletion does not serve others. And going, you know, honestly, the work on this team, really busting the balls of that toxic productivity, the like support for individual, you know, the individual assets we all bring, you know, they're not, you know, our team isn't asking for us to do more, be more, have measurable increase in productivity, whether it's like timelines or, you know, the span of workload, you know, quality is way more important. You know, the moments that we're spending with clients and the public and, you know, just being there for the teenagers going by every day and popping in for a snack or, you know, an unusual question. They bring great questions.
Oh, yeah. And they're really oftentimes basic, but sometimes we can really tangle things up and make life really complicated sometimes. I was going to mention earlier that a little bit about your background, Molly. You're not. Are you originally an Islander here? Or tell us a little bit about your history.
No, I followed a Seattleite up here in early 97, 96, 97, and in 2000 moved to the island when the Island Earth Fair was still going on and the Isle Wild, we were celebrating festivals. I was in a type 2 Volkswagen van.
Like hippie days.
I always assumed I'd move back to the Bay Area. I moved here from Bolinas, California, and West Marin, around that side of the Audubon Canyon, you know, yeah, the hippies went out there to clean up an oil spill and ended up staying. And so I was in with the second generation of hippies, the hippies' children I was coming up with at 25, and always assumed I'd move back there. I thought, I'm obsessed, I'm following this nut. But I couldn't see myself living outside of California. And my dear friend Ivan Wise was going through it, invited us out for a work party. As we drove across the island, I looked left, looked right, and I went, oh my God, this is paradise. This is better than when I left. Mm. And I was suffering in West Seattle once, because Bolinas was a small to close-knit community as well. Lots of outdoor music, co-opt, you know, family support, organic small farms and wineries. And, you know, you can disappear out there if your neighbor, if you had good neighbors. And, but Vashon was better. It was just better. People were less pretentious, more genuine in their care for you. And I was home. So I've had two short periods where I moved off the island for a year and a half. Both times I've come back with my tail between my legs going, what was I thinking? And, so just moved back after the second one, and, how sweet it is. And yes, I've seen it change quite a bit and shift, you know, with the population makeup. And, you know, I'm excited about where it could go. I have some like old Vashon family beliefs about some of the changes. Hashtag what were we thinking with this troll? But we're not going to get into that today. See you in the fairy line. But I love Vashon.
I do too. I've always seen Vashon as kind of a healing vortex for a lot of people, especially in the work that I do in helping people in recovery. And it's interesting, the impression or the image people that live off island, like my friends in Tacoma, you know, that's how I work on Vashon. And the first impression I get is that they think Vashon is kind of bougie. I don't know where they get that from, but it's like, no, it's not bougie.
Well, they come over to the beer garden on the weekends, and it's one big.
Oh yeah, or their one annual garden trip over here for the strawberry festival. It's like, you know, it's not bougie. I'll tell you what, it's the most diversified small town that I've seen, I think, ever. I mean, we've got so many opportunities for art over here. We could use a couple more diversified type restaurants, maybe. We've got plenty of pizza, but it's just a really interesting place. And you can also come over here and just, you know, sit out on the street here and enjoy the scenery and enjoy the characters.
The Instagram people are here for sure, on especially on weekends. And there, for me, there's been that growing sense of avoiding town on weekends because of that. However, Vashon weirdo is how to keep the herd down there too. You know, the fairies keep them from considering the move to some extent. But, you know, if we don't stay weird enough, none of us will be able to afford to live here.
Yeah, I used to see a lot more of the bumper stickers, keep Vashon weird. I don't see quite as many of those anymore.
Yeah, I tailored mine to just say Vashon weirdo.
Nice. Well, before you got into administration at Vashon Youth and Family Services, you've had a couple
I've
of
worn
varied
some
careers.
Hats in this community for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was one of the entrusted top secret hair people on the island.
Ah.
So I know where the bodies are buried. And so I'm just saying.
A hairstylist on the island.
No, it was one of several roles I've had on Vashon. I think work life, we had an outpatient treatment center in West Seattle when I moved over here that we commuted to. And sold that a couple years after moving here. And I then, in a divorce process, started working at the community care center. And yes, I probably took care of your aunt, grandma, or next door neighbor up there. And, you know, from night shift, med passer, nurse delegated, caregiver. I managed the housekeeping and laundry department for a short period. That job made me a good human. I would say that was a turning point job for me. It taught me a whole lot, especially about being an aging woman and keeping things in perspective. I think everyone would benefit from having a 90-year-old friend in their circle.
Wow.
And
that's powerful.
And so I cared for bodies and spirits in there. And, you know, I saw some spirits drifting around too.
No doubt.
And especially night shift. Yeah. And then, you know, from there, I've done a lot in the recovery community on the island and in prevention for VARSA and teaching youth mental health first aid training and guiding choices at the middle school. I raised two extraordinary human beings, both Vashon High School alumni.
Nice. Well, so at the end of the day, basically what it comes down to, if somebody was to ask Molly the question, who did you help today? Boy, there are big numbers there, folks.
That's a good life.
There are big numbers there. And I'll tell you what, it's so great to work with somebody like you on a regular basis at VYFS. And, you know, at the end of the day, folks, be sure to ask yourself the question, who did you help today? Because here's the deal. Here's how it works. If we can be of service to each other, that's a gift that just has a ripple effect and goes on and on and on. And on that note, keep in mind a little bit of what we talked about today was where does it all begin? It begins with you. You know, what kind of changes do you want to see in the world? What kind of changes do you want to see happen? Well, keep in mind, all you have to do is take a look and see what you need to do.
Reach a hand out.
Exactly. What can you provide for other people? So don't be afraid to take a look in the mirror. And if you want to make that change, start with yourself. Start with the man in the mirror.
Let's be about it.
That's right. It's been great being with you folks today. And I look forward to seeing you again, or hearing from you again, or talking to you again next Tuesday at 1:30. Make it a great day and enjoy the sunshine today.
Thanks, Tom.